Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Their Drive EV program. Well, with that program, they offer a $50 bill credit for home EV charging setup. You can find out more at driveev.com. We're going to talk about the Beasley Animal Clinic and Foundation here today. Katie Peachy joins us here in studio. Good morning. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm pretty good. Thanks for having me.
Awfully good to have you. There are a lot of things to talk about. You've had, I guess, since the last time we talked, a big event.
Is that... We had our outreach and our Barks and Bourbon is tomorrow night. So,
is it tomorrow night? So, okay, we'd already had it.
No, we had a big outreach last week, and we have Barks and Bourbon, which is our big fall fundraiser, tomorrow night at Bell Meadows Farm. We're sold out as of yesterday.
Nice.
It's going to be a great event as usual. It's our fifth one. It's wonderful. We love that.
Kind of a signature thing it's become.
It is, and it's growing. We've changed some things up and add some stuff for this year to make it a little bit not more exciting, but just to get people more involved with each vendor.
Yeah.
Going around, so we're looking forward to it.
Okay, sold out, you say, huh?
Yes,
that's also a good thing too.
It's also a good thing. Yeah.
since you are the marketing administrator.
Yeah.
Got a lot to do with all of that, so I appreciate you coming in. I thought it was last week for some reason, but
no, and that's why I'm here and Dawn's not. She's had some other stuff and it's in the clinic, so we appreciate any time you give us.
Well, gotta keep things rolling along, and you know, it's not often that you have an executive director that can just jump right in there and you know, do some of the procedure and stuff.
She does. She is hands-on with everything, and it's really appreciated.
Yeah. She does a great job. Came in at such a tough time and a time for Beasley. I guess there was just a lot of shock and everything that happened, but really kind of calmed the storm and kept things rolling there. So, we're going to talk a little bit today about Beasley and just about all of the things. You called it Beasley 101.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what else to call it, but I mean, we celebrate 45 years next month that Beasley has been around. More than that, if you think of the grassroots volunteers that were like starting in 1976, but we officially were founded in 1980 as the Jesse C. Beasley Animal Humane Foundation. We go by Beasley Animal Foundation now, but yeah, we've grown a lot in the last 45 years.
Yes, most certainly. So, 1980.
Yes.
And then I guess the biggest step forward made, I would think probably in the history, but the biggest step made forward, it came in the early 90s?
Yes. So in 92, with the building of the clinic, having the Beasley Animal Clinic program for spay and neuter, because the oldest program or part was the education. We wanted to tell people and educate people and work with them on pet ownership, the importance of spay neuter, and we've continued that through all our programs. But in 1992, we started the clinic, and since then we've done over 77,000 spay and neuter surgeries. And we've been at different locations. We've been at our current one since 2006, so 19 years this year.
Really?
Yeah, Keeneland, yes.
I did not know that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where was the previous location?
The one right before was Haley Road.
Okay.
I want to say it was Haley Road, and then in 2006, and now, Keeneland Commercial Boulevard, which is just kind of tucked away off of between Rutherford and Broad. There's a little cutaway.
Yeah.
Our good neighbors, Maples.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
It seems like I remember going over on Haley Road and dropping something off one time, and it can't be that long ago, but I guess it has been.
It has been a while.
A bigger facility too.
Yes. We moved. Yeah, and almost outgrown it.
I know because
technically the break room, which is the boardroom, which is the volunteer area, is also partially my office. Partially, you know, it's where we meet and. We make use of every space that we, you know, bit of space that we can, but we've got a great chunk of property there with land. So I'm not saying we're going to do anything, but we have definitely expanded within the walls what we can, and just keep doing what we can.
Well, one of these days you're going to bust out of those walls and have to have something else. So that's good.
At this rate, I mean, the way we keep adding, you know, programs and growing, even the number, the quantity of things that we do within each program, education's grown, the services for the clinic grow, outreach, we continue to grow that. We'll see what happens next.
Yeah. So when Beasley first started in 1980 and until 92, that's when you kind of put action to the education part.
Yes. We wanted to be able to provide the spay-neuter surgeries. We were able to get a veterinarian into a clinic setting that for nonprofits that was outside of like a full service veterinary clinic. And so by doing that, we were able to focus on spay neuter, and in a lot of ways able to keep the prices low. We serve everyone. We do provide financial services, and that allows us to help people if they need a little extra assistance for the services that we provide.
So spay neuter also has evolved a bit in terms of clinic services by adding, you know, some wellness and vaccines and things, right?
Yeah. So when we expanded wellness services in 2018 to do wellness, we've got preventatives. We do the FIV and heartworm tests, some other tests. People ask me a lot of clinic questions, and I love to tell them our website has all of the services. But we expanded wellness in 2018, that we could see more, still focusing on those few things, but able to provide a little bit more than just the spay neuter and preventatives, but still encouraging everyone to have a full service vet. There's a lot that we don't do, and we want people to have the relationship with a vet for the extra care and things that we can't see and do.
Sure. We are talking with Katie Peachy today with the Beasley Animal Clinic and Foundation. Foundation is what we're kind of talking about. The clinic falls under that as part of it. And we've already touched on the education piece, which is really, folks may not realize this, but was really the beginnings of Beasley. And you're still doing that. So kind of talk about some of the education things that you're still doing.
So we will speak to groups, whether it's children or adults. So if they, you know, we've talked to Girl Scout groups and church groups, Boy Scouts. We've talked to civic organizations expressing the importance of spay and neuter, pet ownership and proper pet care. And really through all our programs, promoting kindness, respect, responsibility towards pets and also people. And that feeds a lot into the education program that we do, Kind News, which is a fabulous magazine. It's about 8-page little magazine that comes out 5 times a year during the school year, and we can get that out into schools. We've got it in all the elementary schools in Cannon County and several in Rutherford County schools and the Murfreesboro City schools. We have 172 subscriptions this year. This is the most we've ever been able to do, and I do have to say it's thanks to Rotary Clubs, the Breakfast Rotary Club, and then the Murfreesboro Noon Rotary have given us grants to be able to keep that going, and it's been tremendous.
Nice.
Yeah.
So that's a publication that you can put in the hands of these kids, and it's free for them. It's not free to do, and so
it's
that's
not free
where they
to
come
do,
in.
But it's free for us to get it into the classrooms. The teachers love it. It's an outside source that's been vetted and covered. Because it's got educational components to it as well, but fabulous articles. It's not just about cats and dogs. That's what we focus on, but all pet care and just pets in general. It's really a neat subscription and thing that we are able to do, and we love it.
Hopefully the random bird hasn't showed up at Beasley, has it?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so.
Yeah. We are mainly talking about dogs and cats that happen with that. One piece of the pie that I guess maybe they are similarly together, and the newest part of it, and so I'll let you talk about financial assistance, but the Oliver Pet Assistance Fund as well, that all came about. So just kind of maybe walk us through how it started, why it started, that kind of thing.
So you were talking about the financial assistance. Again, that's how we can give some extra assistance, and that's also through grants. So we I write a lot of grants with Dawn, our executive director. So we've got Pet Care Love that helps us with feral and community cats. The Murfreesboro Community Investment Trust, they have assisted us so that we can help the cats and dogs through different programs for city residents. We also do the Oliver Pet Assistance Fund. So our previous director, Amanda Oliver, this was one of the last things that she worked on, because we do have a small area of what pet care that we cover. But we have amazing donors that have helped us, and then a great team of different full service veterinarians and their clinics throughout Murfreesboro that can help us with pets that need urgent, non-emergent care. We've done several mass removals for pets, teeth extraction, heartworm treatments, an amputation, but things that are going to extend their life that otherwise could have possibly led to their passing, that or them just suffering in general.
Yeah.
And so, again, it's not a service that the pet care services aren't provided by us, but the funding, the grant application, the clients that apply, and all that information is on our website. They pay a portion, and then the vets that are working with us kind of do it at a reduced price almost, and just great partnership and being able to serve these pets so that they don't suffer and they can live happy, healthy lives.
Yeah, and otherwise the owner wouldn't have the means necessary to do that.
Yeah.
You know,
and it might lead to either their suffering or the euthanasia. And,
yeah.
And we've been able to help so many cases. This program started in March of 23. I'm gonna look at my notes to make sure I'm not lying. Yep. March of 23. So in the last over 2 years, I want to say 15 plus pets, because these are significantly more expensive procedures and things that are taking place. But that's all fully funded through grants and donations.
Yeah. I know Amanda would be proud of what it's, what it's become. So.
I think so. And I do want to say that one is Community Foundation in Middle Tennessee. They've helped with our spay and neuter, but also with, the Oliver Pet.
Nice. Well, you can find out a lot more about all of these programs and things that we're talking about, BeasleyAnimalFoundation.org, and you can go to BeasleyAnimalClinic.com as well and find out just more about what goes on with the clinic. Another thing that has started, and I remember having conversations with Amanda on this and just thought that it was fascinating, because I never really thought about people who maybe are on a fixed income and maybe Meals on Wheels, this was the example that she gave, Meals on Wheels was coming around, and they were finding that some of the folks were giving portions of their food that they would consume to their pets,
and neither was getting what they needed,
right,
or the amount that they needed. So that's our that's the biggest part of our outreach program, and that started in August of 2016. And I was there for that program beginning, and absolutely love what we've been able to do. Over 49,000 pounds of pet food has been distributed, and most of that has been donated through drives, individuals, some grants, but we've had a huge support for that program to make sure that the people and the pets are getting what they need. Cats and dogs don't need macaroni and cheese, and then again, the people weren't getting what they needed. And when it's so close and living, you know, some of them are paycheck to paycheck or on fixed income, we want to make sure that both are getting what they need. And so yes, Meals on Wheels is one of the agencies that receives food. We've got a huge distribution that is done twice a month in Cannon County, Nourish Food Bank. We try to get it to Greenhouse, and we also have a distribution. So last Thursday we had a distribution at Beasley. It was one of the largest ones we've had. We gave out in about 3 hours. We gave out over 450 pounds of food to 30 different households and over 100 pets. And even we had some officers that came out. They were helping some of the unhoused with their pets. It's just making sure that people and their pets are taken care of. It's a huge thing for us to be able to do.
Yeah, and you said 49,000?
49,313 pounds as of yesterday, and actually 6,000 of that is since January.
Oh, wow.
I think we're going to beat, not that it's a competition, but we're going to do more than we even did last year. So, and that was a little over 8,000 last year.
Well, that it's easy to show the need.
The need is growing.
Yeah.
The support that we get from the community donating, the volunteers, they pack it all. We get the really large bags of pet food and are able to break that down thanks to volunteers, thanks to the donors that are donating the food, the gallon bags. People might wonder, why is the clinic going through so many gallon bags? It's because, you know, we pack those into two-pound packages for the most part. So, yeah, everything about this program has been supported from the community, and we really appreciate it.
So, in our last little bit here, mm-hmm. what are some ways that if there's someone listening now that wants to give back, wants to help? I know, and financial donations can go to help a lot of things, but for instance, I'm thinking in my mind, bringing by a bag of pet food could help with the, you know, outreach. So what are some ways?
And it can be the 3-pound bags. So we gave those away because we get those in as well. So it doesn't have to be the 40-pound bags of pet food. A 3-pound bag of pet food, we can give that to Meals on Wheels or some one of the programs. But I will say this. We are a nonprofit. We so appreciate you letting us come on and talk about our programs and that it is free. And thank you so much for that. But we don't buy ads. We unfortunately just we use word of mouth and also social media a lot. So if people can follow us on Facebook and Instagram, that is huge. That's how we put out everything that we do, whether it's an event, whether we're needing volunteers for packing. Boo Bash coming up in October is a fun little event we're doing at our building and going to have vendors. We need volunteers for that. We want people to come out in November for Rhythm and Brews. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I've got something in my brain. Rhythm and Rescues. Totally. Sorry. In Bell Buckle, that's a new event that we have volunteers and groups putting on for us. So just following us on social media is a huge thing, and we will put out pleas for things we need, but it can be something small. Like I said, the bags, you know, anything unopened or unexpired as far as pet food. We take donations of toilet paper and paper towels just to cut down on our expenses so that we can put it towards the programs. Yeah. So,
well, I can't believe it's going to be 45 years next year. So, but great work at the Beasley Animal Clinic and Foundation, and we appreciate the opportunity to be able to talk about the great work that is being done there. And good luck on the big event.
Thank you so much. We appreciate this.
I know a lot of blood, sweat, and tears has gone into that.
Yeah. Well, and our board and our volunteers make that happen.
I was just going to say the board.
Oh, Travis has been amazing with this, with Barks and Bourbon. So yeah, that's his baby.
Well, Katie, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
Joining us in studio, Katie Peachy, the Grants and Marketing Administrator for the Beasley Animal Foundation and Clinic. If you missed part of our conversation now, we'll have a podcast up shortly at WGNSradio.com. Have a great day out there, everybody.